At around 6 Thursday afternoon, Chadwick Banks is expected to be executed by lethal injection at Florida State Prison in Stark. The 43-year-old is convicted of first killing his wife as well as then raping and murdering his 10-year-old stepdaughter in 1992 in their Gadsden County home. Last week, the Florida Supreme Court unanimously rejected his appeal and denied Banks' stay of execution request. Among the issues raised in his appeal is ineffective legal counsel and calling into question Florida's lethal injection process. Back in September, Governor Rick Scott signed Banks' death warrant. Banks' execution marks the 19th execution during Scott's first term. In his two terms, former Governor Jeb Bush signed 21 death warrants, the all-time record. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.